The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
€9 million allocated in the budget for equipment to store students' phones during the school day. Here's the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue, speaking about the decision yesterday.
Building on the success of the Keeping Childhood Smartphone Free initiative, 2025 will also see the rollout of supports to allow our post-primary schools to do just that during the school day. This policy is about how we support the well-being of our children and how we give them the best possible learning environment.
So that's what the Minister Donoghue, had to say about the decision yesterday. I just want to kind of put it in a little bit of context for people. €9 million for these pouches for kids to put their phones into. €10 million announced yesterday as part of the capitation grant. This is so that the schools can turn on the heating and turn on the electricity. So €9 million for the phone pouches, €10 million for the heating and electricity. Conor Murphy is an English teacher from Skibbereen in West Cork. Conor, you're very welcome to the show. Money well spent, is it?
€9 million for mobile phone sleeping bags seems slightly excessive to me.
I thought it was a nice way of describing them. Before we talk about the amount of money, I mean, is there value in the government being the ones providing these sleeping bags at all?
No. I mean, they're not needed, first of all. Nobody's called for them. Nobody's asked for them. No teacher's asked for them. No student, obviously, has asked for them. No parent has asked for them. There's no need for them. Some of the teachers didn't know about it at work today. When I told them, they kind of, their jaws dropped. And like the words like ludicrous, silly, stupid, what's the point? They're confused looks on their faces. And then I said, oh, it is €9 million. And I go, €9 million? Like, it's completely unnecessary. Our students took out their phone the other day in my class. You might not be able to believe this, but they actually had their phone on, and I caught them. And what I did was I said, give me your phone. And do you know what they did? They gave me their phone. And then they didn't have their phone anymore. I didn't have any sleeping bag for them, but next time I'll have a little blanket and maybe a little cushion for them to lie on.
But it's funny, Conor, you say that, because I was actually talking to a friend of mine. Pat Murphy is his name. He's the principal of the community school in Castlecomer. This came up just randomly, kind of nothing to do with the budget. It was a few weeks ago. And he said, you know, we've a ban on phones in the school, and we implement it by just telling the students there's a ban on phones. And then when we see them on their phone, we take their phone. He couldn't understand how it was any more complicated than that.
It's not any more complicated for that. Now, I can't speak for every school. So there might be some schools out there who have a really, really difficult time with mobile phones. But for the majority, 99% of the schools, this is absolutely bizarre. And teachers and parents, teachers are definitely livid. I know parents are livid. Well, it's such a waste of money. An unnecessary waste of money, and you kind of wonder, why do they come up with this idea? Like, where is this? Why didn't somebody say, could we not spend the €9 million on something else? I mean, is there no place in Dublin that needs another bike shed, for instance, or something like that? You know?
Yeah, I know. Well, think of the glory that bike shed could experience if €9 million had been spent on it instead of €336,000. Let's imagine for a moment that something needed to be done. And I accept your kind of premises that it doesn't. Not, certainly this isn't the type of thing that needs to be done. But if something did, I was listening to other people talking about this today, and they said that actually these little sleeping bags, as you described them, that the kids in some schools where they've rolled them out just put old phones into them. Burner phones, as it were, like they're kind of in The Wire or something, or Love Hate. They put burner phones into it. Or they bring a magnet into school that they use to unclip the top of the bag in a way that it doesn't register as having been opened.
I mean, you're dealing with teenagers, and maybe people don't realise that teenagers are quite intelligent individuals, especially when there's a problem like this put in their way. They will find all sorts of ways to get around it. You'll get some teenagers who just don't care. They'll put it into the bag or, God forbid, their locker, like normal teenagers do, with not allowed their mobile phones around the building. There's a locker there already. Maybe they can put a little, I don't know, plastic bag inside the locker for it. But other ones will put in, like you say, they'll put in like an old phone. Other students will just say, I don't have a phone. And what am I going to do? Are we going to frisk every single student at the door to make sure that they're putting in all their phones? Is that because that's the end point, isn't it? How do we ensure that they're putting their phone in? How do we ensure they're putting the phone that they actually have in? You can't. It's completely...
Maybe next year's budget, the government could provide an iPhone for all the students so that at least everyone would have one to put into the pouch at the start of the day.
That'd be great. That'd be. Do I get one as well?
No, absolutely not. No. You're too busy out there kind of drumming up support to pay the electricity bills and things like that, Conor. You don't need an iPhone. Paul Crone is with us as well, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies. Paul, I understand you've been at a conference today with colleagues. What's the reaction been?
We're running the Digital Leadership Academy today in conjunction with Apple. And we had a number of principals and deputies here today. And I suppose unbelievable is the attitude. And I was only saying earlier, I'm on my second charge of my phone today. It's been ringing that many times with principals to confirm were they hearing this correctly. Because I wrote an article in the Irish Times a number of weeks ago when the minister announced the smartphone ban. This is not a new issue we've been dealing with. We've been dealing with this in schools for 15, 20 years or more. And every school has found a way to minimise the impact of the mobile phone. And I know Pat and Castlecomer very well. And that common sense approach where you're treating the students as adults, you're reasoning with the students, they understand the reasoning. You're also teaching them responsible use, because if we're going to take responsibility for their phone while they're in post-primary school and then the following year we send them off to college and they have to manage it all on their own, we're not being fair to them or the system. So we need to teach responsible use. I mean, it's €20 per student, every post-primary student. That's the cost of the pouches. Some schools do use them, and they will report that they find them very, very useful and very, very helpful. A lot of schools do use a lockaway box. Some schools use the approach of put it in your pocket or your bag. If I see it, I'm going to take it. But each school has their own way of dealing with this. And I suppose I could think of a dozen other ways that €9 million would be better spent in our system.
Yeah, it strikes me that if you wanted to have the pouch system as well, you could ask the parents to provide the pouch. You know, if for whatever reason, like that, the kids are going to be going off to college next year, they're digital natives, this is the world they live in, we accept the reality, they've got after-school activities they're going directly to, maybe they need a phone. But if you can afford to give them an iPhone or a Samsung or whatever it happens to be, then school policy is you provide them with this €20 pouch so they put it into it at the start of the day, if that's what you want to do.
Well, a lot of schools do that. A lot of schools, and a lot of schools, the parents do supply the pouch. And in schools that don't, that they supply the pouch, of course, they'll be delighted to have that money reimbursed so they can spend it on something else. But the devil will be in the detail and to see when the circular comes out with the money, what can it actually be spent on, or how can it be spent? Because a lot of schools and a lot of principals rang me today and said, I don't want pouches. I won't be spending it on pouches. So it could sit in the school account unspent if it's ring fenced and restrictive in how you spend it.
Yeah, and listen, as you say, this isn't a new challenge for schools. I remember in the year 2000, Miss King in the CBS in Kilkenny taking my mobile phone off me because I was ringing it when she was trying to do Oral Irish, because I was trying to make the radio, the speakers, I was trying to interfere with them like everybody else in the class. And I didn't do it again because she took the bloody phone off me for a couple of days. Yeah. So listen, it's not a new phenomenon, and, you know, kids will always push the boundaries a little bit. So why do you think the government has done it? Is it just a case of kind of having so much money they don't know what to do with, that they don't really understand the problem? What is it?
Well, we certainly have had plenty of conversations with what to do with the money. And if I go down the road, we're very welcoming of the school books initiative and the senior cycle, the addition of senior cycle to books, which is another, I think, €52 million. But there is no capacity, there is no administrative support in schools to administer that system. So we would be pushing strongly that €9 million would have been much better spent on specialist administrative support in schools, so that the principal and deputy doesn't have to give out the books, doesn't have to go and procure pouches for phones. And somebody else should be doing that. And that money will be better spent in that area of administrative support or specialist administrative support for principals and deputies.
A teacher in Clondalkin is after texting in, and they don't give us their name, they just say they're a teacher in Clondalkin. Our primary school hasn't got an EPS psychologist allocated to the school yet this year, and many in the area don't. It makes my blood boil to hear they've wasted €9 million on a phone pouch that nobody needs. Connor is still with us. Connor Murphy. Connor, what would you spend the €9 million on?
Well, two things came to mind. One, there's science that Normafoley has pushed through rather quickly, three new science leaving sort of syllabi or specifications rather, but the science labs aren't equipped to actually be able to teach it. So maybe she could have spent the €9 million on that. My students did a little bit of research last week, and there are 4,000 homeless children in this country. Maybe some charities would have liked the €9 million for that. There are so many other ways you could spend it on rather than this absolutely ridiculous decision.
Paul, what would you spend the money on? €9 million.
Well, I would spend it on building capacity in the schools to allow them to implement all of these initiatives. And I'm talking about the school meals, which are all good, the school books, which are all good, all positive initiatives, the anti-bullying procedures, the revising of the code of behaviour. Somebody needs to do that, and it can't always be the principal and deputy, and it adds to the teacher's workload. So we need to build that capacity into the system. So I would have spent it on the specialist administrative support to support schools in delivering these initiatives.
Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, and Connor Murphy, who's an English teacher in Skibbereen in West Cork. Connor and Paul, thank you both very much for joining us on the show. One listener says, I bet some smart person told the minister they could provide mobile phone pouches to the government for 20 to 30 euro each, but in reality, they probably cost about a tenner. Schools could charge parents the tenner to buy their child's pouch and save the €9 million for something else. We are now reaching new levels of absurdity in finding new ways to throw away taxpayers' money. €9 million for a kid's phone wallet. Is there anybody rational in charge of the public purse? It's a disgrace that somebody else €9 million would buy a lot of buses to actually get the kids into school in the first place. Drew says €9 million for a pencil case that already exists. It is obscene. One more pouches for phones is ridiculous. My kids are in school in Spain. Phones are banned. If the kids are caught, they get confiscated. Myself and my wife have to write a letter to the school to get it back. Gary says they have these in my daughter's school, and the kids use the magnets of the doors in the school to open up the pouches. They don't even need to bring their own. One in support, though, of the pouches. The pouches are used in my son's school, and guess what? They're great. And guess what? They also work. People love to give out. So one supportive text for the pouches. I think, in fairness, Paul put it well, if you want, the pouches are great if you want to use them, but the government shouldn't be investing in them to the tune of €9 million. I think that's what's sticking in people's craw. By all means, use the pouches. Use some other way. I'm with Pat Murphy and Castle Comer and everybody else who thinks this issue isn't as complicated. Because it's to do with phones and technology, maybe in our minds we imagine it to be complicated, but just think of them like cigarettes or vaping. Like, we don't have a complicated way of dealing with them in school, with smoking. It's just not allowed. And if you smoke on school grounds and you're caught, there are consequences. Same thing should apply to the phone. Just take the phone. Give it back at the end of the day or at the end of the week. Why does it need? Can someone explain to me why does it need to be any more complicated than that? Forget the pouches issue. 087 1400 106. What's wrong with just saying you can bring your phone to school if you need it for after school activities, whatever it happens to be, but during school hours, no use of phones. If you're caught using a phone, we'll take it. What's wrong with that?
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.